When Siren Police Chief Dean Rowland heard a tornado was imminent, he blasted the town with as many warnings as he could. Ironically, the town's warning siren had been struck by lightning a month earlier and wasn't working. Once Rowland knew the tornado was on the ground, he drove his car under a gas station awning and waited while 200-mile-per-hour winds hit the town.
Big garbage dumpsters were flying through the air. I was watching 100-year-old trees explode, roofs explode, cars going across the road in front of me. The back end of my car was picked up, not very high. The wheels were still touching, but it was moving forward.
Rowland, who is now sheriff of Burnett County, says with the wind came hail.
Some of the hail that was falling was about the size of volleyballs with like skewers of ice attached to them. They were just huge.
Within a minute, he says the train roar was gone, but a significant part of Siren was destroyed. The three deaths were not in Siren, but in rural parts of eastern Burnett County. In the first few days after the tornado, hundreds of volunteers pitched in to open streets and rural roads and listened to each other's stories. Volunteers came from around the country and Canada. Sheriff Rowland says there was a sort of carnival atmosphere as residents gathered in the streets with buckets and wheelbarrows and chainsaws. Some barbecued the meat that was going to spoil without electricity. But a lot of residents did not have insurance. The county's director of emergency management, Bobby Sikta, says the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, was on the scene within a day. She says for the uninsured, FEMA provided up to $14,000.
We had a lot of people that were vastly underinsured. And so when they went to rebuild, they had nowhere near the amount of money they needed. So that's where some of our donation money came in and some of our volunteer labor came in to help those people rebuild.
Overall, the damage is estimated to be around $17 million. Sheriff Rowland says today Siren looks a lot different.
We still have some vacant lots in the downtown area. A lot of the businesses didn't come back, but most of the homes did. There still are a few homes, but the businesses that did come back and the homes are beautiful. They're new. The landscaping is bright. It's fresh. There's a newness, like when the first flowers come out of the snow. There's a new beginning. It's different, but it's not a bad difference.
But Bobby Sikta is still working on FEMA paperwork, trying to recoup recovery costs. And she says there's been anger over the slow speed of help. That's the somewhat invisible impact, mental health issues after a disaster. To address that, Gil Hole, a licensed clinical social worker, designed Project Recovery, a crisis counseling program funded in part with FEMA funds. He hired 18 part-time people from the community. Only a few were mental health counselors. He says survivors want and need to share what happened to them, often right away.
We hired a volunteer firefighter, a town board chairperson, a pastor. In some ways, each person on my team represented a certain part of the community. So they became cultural brokers for their constituents. So they could take the message of recovery that we were coming up with and convert it into the language of each of those cultures.
Now FEMA has used Gil Hole's Project Recovery model of people helping people for disasters in other parts of the country. Hole says it's also important to empower people to do something after a disaster, to help them unwind the mental knot that tightens when friends and family are affected.
What happens to people when they're overwhelmed with this kind of a trauma is that they feel powerless. What they're desperately in need of is feeling some power in terms of being able to respond to a disaster like this. Now, certainly they're never going to be able to stop a tornado, but information becomes power.
To help with that, FEMA provided 750 weather radios for all homes that suffered damage. Plus, Bobby Sikta says many Siren area residents signed up for training as weather spotters.
Before the tornado, we maybe had 20, 30 people show up. We've had hundreds show up since then. And even this year, 5 years later, we had over 100 people go through that training.
Meanwhile, the old village siren has been upgraded, but many in rural areas can't hear it. So Sikta recommends everyone use their weather radio. Sheriff Rowland says even if the old one had been working the day of the tornado, it ran on electricity, which went out 15 minutes before the tornado hit. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.